This is HPR episode 1765 entitled 53 LibreOffice Impress Outlining and Blank Presentations, and is part of the series LibreOffice. It is hosted by Ahuka and is about 14 minutes long. The summary is, learning to start with the content and not the eye candy.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, this is Ahuka, welcoming you to Hacker Public Radio and another exciting episode in our ongoing discussion of LibreOffice, focusing now on Impress, the presentation graphics program. And I want to talk now about outlining and blank presentations. What's a good way to get started? Now, if you'll recall from our first tutorial, we gave you the advice that you should start with paper, not with the software, when preparing a presentation. Now, that should not be taken too literally, since there is no particular magic to dead trees, but I think a little planning ahead of time, and in particular the use of outlining, can make for a more cohesive presentation. The key is that you are focusing on the content and not on the eye candy. Now, some years ago I read an interesting article, which, as I recall, was in the Chronicle of Higher Education, about a study of students at a large university who were required to take the usual freshman composition class. This all took place in the 1980s, so students would have had one of two computers, the early Macintosh models or DOS computers with WordPerfect, and each computer type had its own sections of the class. When they looked at the achievement of the students, they found something very puzzling. Students in sections using Macintosh had lower levels of achievement than students in the DOS sections. They investigated other factors and found that the students had much the same previous grades in secondary school, similar grades in entrance exams, and similar grades in other classes, yet the instructors consistently rated the DOS students as better writers. How could this be explained? Well, the Macintosh computers were the first to introduce fancy page layout options, fonts, graphics, and so on. In fact, this head start is why, to this day, so much of the graphic design and desktop publishing is done with Macs. In contrast, the DOS computers running WordPerfect were just about the complete opposite. They presented you with a blank screen with a blinking cursor and nothing else. They did not offer any WYSIWYG capabilities at all. So what the researchers concluded is that the students in the DOS sections were not able to think about anything other than their content, and consequently did a good job of it, while Mac students were seduced by all of the formatting and graphics capabilities and never got around to actually doing any good writing. The application of this concept to presentations is clear. All too often, you are asked to begin making a presentation by making graphical choices, such as the slide master, before you have written a word. I think this is exactly the wrong way to go. What I advise is that you create the content first and add all the eye candy at the end. There are several ways to do this. Now, if you open Impress, you will see that the middle window, the workspace, has five tabs: normal, outline, notes, handout, and slide sorter. The second tab of this group puts you in outlining mode and lets you create a presentation by simply outlining. The icon at the beginning of the row represents a slide with a bar graph on it and always denotes a new slide. The line with the icon in it is the line for the slide title, since this is the very first slide, the title you enter will actually be the title of the presentation, so type that in and hit enter. You will then be on the next slide, which you can tell because of the icon appearing on the left. But if you actually wanted to add a subhead for your first slide, you can do that by using the demote button, which is an arrow pointed to the right. Or you can use the keyboard equivalent, Alt plus Shift plus right arrow. The icon will go away and your cursor will shift slightly to the right. Type in your name, for instance, and hit enter. This will not create a new slide because enter will always duplicate whatever element you are on. So this adds another line for the subhead, and you could type in an organization, a date, or any other information. If you hit enter again, you will only get another line of subhead for your title slide. To get to another new slide, you need to use the promote button, which is an arrow pointing to the left. Or, as you might guess, the keyboard equivalent is Alt plus Shift plus left arrow. When you do this, the icon for the new slide will appear on the left, and your cursor will shift slightly to the left as well. On this line, put the heading for the slide. Then hit Enter and demote the line. When you do this, you will see that it automatically starts creating bullets. And each time you hit Enter, another line and another bullet is created. When you have all your bullet points created, hit Enter, then promote to get another new slide. And if you need sub-bullet points at any point, just use the demote to get sub-points and promote to get back to first level bullets. Continue this way and you can create an entire presentation as an outline. Now, one of the ways I have found useful is to begin by creating an outline in Writer. This is not difficult as long as you follow a simple rule. The rule is that you need to use heading styles in Writer in a consistent manner. Every heading one you create will be a slide, headline, or topic. Heading two would be a bullet point. Heading three, sub-bullet points, and so on. This has the advantage of letting you use the Writer tools, which for some people is much easier. When you have the outline complete and in the form you want, just go to the File menu, select Send, and then Outline to Presentation, and your outline will open as a presentation in Impress. I whipped up a very simple sample outline and used it to create a very simple three-slide presentation. I have links in the show notes if you want to download and take a look at how both of those things look. Now this opens in outline view in Impress, but if you switch to normal view, you can see that the slides were also created. Now one issue is that this only handles very simple formatting. For instance, if you use numbered points instead of bullet points, Impress will convert them to bullet points anyway. And you don't have an initial title slide created this way. Now, advantages and disadvantages here. I think the biggest advantage to using one of these outlining options is that it forces you to think about your content, which is where you want to be in the beginning. There are disadvantages, though, and it is worth mentioning a few of them. One is that you don't get a sense of how much content you are trying to squeeze onto one slide. When you are outlining, it is easy to lose sight of this. What you never want to do is create something called a blivet. Interesting term, which can be defined in polite society as 10 pounds of stuff in a 5-pound bag. Also, you may want to be incorporating graphics or other objects, and this is a lot easier when you are looking at actual slides. Fortunately, there's an option to do this. And that would be working with a blank presentation. Now, Impress comes with a wizard for creating a presentation, and when you use it, it starts you off by asking about the eye candy. Backgrounds, colors, slide transitions. You don't need to worry about this right now. You can always add this stuff at the end after you have created your content. Instead, don't use the wizard. And just use the blank presentation. On my installation, I have checked the box that says never show wizard when opening Impress. You can enable the wizard again later under Tools, Options, LibreOffice Impress, General, New Document on the main menu bar, and then select Start with Wizard option if you later change your mind. Yeah, I just leave it off. Your slides will all be white, your text will be black, and that is just fine for now. Your first slide will be a title slide for your presentation. Enter the title, and then any subtitle in the space underneath. Typically, this might be your name, an affiliation, or similar information. Then you get another slide by clicking the New Slide button, which we talked about last time. Now, this slide will have two sections as well. At the top is a section for the slide title, and underneath is the content section. By default, it is set to create bullet points, but you could add other content as necessary, such as a photo, a graph, a table, even movies and sound. Now, be careful you don't go overboard in adding things. And if you're going to talk about things like movies and sound, just, you know, you have to understand, you may not have the technology to reproduce all of that stuff if you're just working with a very simple projector. So, if you have focused on getting your content correct, you should now have a very nice, plain, boring, black and white presentation. So, how do you go about adding a little more visual interest? We'll start looking at that one next. So, thank you. This is Ahuka for Hacker Public Radio, signing off and reminding you, as always, to support free software. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.